Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Continuing with the chapter on sufficing on little as far as eating, drinking, clothing is concerned. As we explained, the previous chapter was to do on sufficing on little generally as far as this world is concerned. Here we're talking specifically about those things that we regard as necessary. Even though they regard it as necessary, that within the necessary also we shouldn't go into extravagance. Because these things that are regarded as necessary, eating, drinking, person's clothing, person's transport, etc., it's very possible that even in these things a person can go into extravagance. So therefore Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi has brought a separate chapter specifically for these necessary things, showing us that with regards to necessary also, how did Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam live his life. So today's hadith, an Abi Sa'id al-Maqburi, an Abi Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, أنه مر بقوم بين أيديهم شاة مصلية فدعوه فأبى أن يأكل وقال خرج رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من الدنيا ولم يشبع من خبز الشعير رواه البخاري. حضرت أبو سعيد المقبوري narrates from حضرت أبو هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنهم that he passed by some people who had a roasted sheep in front of them. This roasted sheep was such that when you slaughter a sheep and you skin it, that without cutting it into any pieces, roasting that sheep whole. So this is what this hadith is speaking about. That just remove the skin and the whole, in other words, not pieces, but the whole sheep, they were roasting it, they were brying it. So it was in front of them. So this is the scene that Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu passed by some people who were brying the sheep. They were roasting it in front of them. So they invited him, naturally they seen him, they invited him, come and join us. So Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, he refused, he said, I'm not going to eat this. And then he made the statement, he said that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam departed from this world without having filled his stomach with barley bread. We explained that barley was like the cheapest commodity possible. Now the cheapest commodity possible Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't fill his stomach up with. In other words, where am I going to fill up my stomach with a luxury when my Nabi, out of love, that this was something out of love, this is not speaking about a masla that is permissible or not permissible, nothing like that, just showing that what love Sahaba had for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that my Nabi, when he lived, he did not fill his stomach up with barley bread. How can I enjoy in entertainment and luxuries? Now this is what you call pure love, pure enjoyment. Ulama explained that there is no, it's not a guna or a sin to have food like this, but to make it a habitual thing, that if I don't have a brai, if I don't have this type of luxury, if I don't have this type of food, then my day won't go well. I won't call this a holiday. I won't call this anything else if we don't have luxurious foods. This was not the style of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He would suffice on very, very little. And Anas radiallahu anhu qal, لم يكن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم على خوان حتى مات وما أكل خبزا مرققا حتى مات. Hazrat Anas radiallahu anhu narrates, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not eat on a table until his demise, nor did he eat sifted flour until his demise. The sifted flour means he didn't eat fine bread. Everything he ate was coarse, was dry, was hard. Now this he did, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam chose not to get involved in luxuries, as we are the ummati of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam should also have this desire that yes, I eat, no doubt we eat and we need to eat, but let us not make it a habit of having luxuries all the time. And one of the things that ulama explained from this is that if we bring simplicity in our eating, in our drinking, in our lifestyle, we'll find our health will stay good also. Our tension and pressure and stress levels will stay good, because the person doesn't have to continuously upgrade as far as his lifestyle is concerned. And at the same time, what will happen is we are getting closer to the Mubarak Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, coming to simplicity. The first part of the hadith, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam never ate on the table until his demise. It was his style, eat with humility, eat on the ground, eat from the dastarkhan that is placed down. This is where Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam would eat. Never such that he ate, sat on a table. Obviously, if there's reason, a person has got a knee problem, a person is out of need, he sits on table and eat, there's no harm in that. But this was our style. We should just have the love for the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam. That wherever we get the opportunity, this is what my Nabi did, this is what I want to do. Out of genuine love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam, Allah ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Just a reminder, we know that when big nights come, then all of us, we try and strive after Isha, we make an effort. and we want to stay up the night, etc. in ibadat, which is a good thing. But we forget that the night actually starts from the time the azan of Maghrib Salah goes. From the azan of Maghrib Salah, already the big night has started. So very often we waste that Maghrib to Isha period. So intelligent person is one that will come early before Isha, spend a little bit longer time after Maghrib. So even that big night, that part of the big night is not getting wasted. He's like a marathon runner who's careful even about the first part of the race, not only such that he's neglectful of the first part and he's trying to push at the last part. So intelligent person will start his time, his ibadat, etc. from the time the Maghrib Azan goes, he's careful. He is valuing those moments. Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallahumma, bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun al mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.